Ezra Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic from Daf Samach Tes revolves around the dramatic sugya of someone who is lost in a desert. And the topic that we're going to discuss is a shiloh that has become more common with modern travel. And that is, can someone travel on Matzoy Shabbos? Shabbos is over in Israel. Is he allowed to travel to a place and cross over the date line where there he will be landing in an area that keeps Shabbos? Before we deal with the shaila of traveling, let us deal with a basic question that the Radvaz struggled with in Chelik Aleph, Simin Ayin Vav, where he looked at our Gemara and asserted a very important rule that it seems most poskim have accepted. The Radvaz was asked, how could it possibly be that in the world, Shabbos is in different days? God created the world, and on the seventh day, he rested. Yet, for someone who's past the international dateline, of course, there was a tremendous machlokes, what exactly is the international dateline, but however we define it, there are people who, even though it's Shabbos for us, for them, it could either be still Friday, or in some instances, also Sunday. And the Radvaz deals with that general question by writing the following, his opening lines to the tshuva, ki haShabbos nimsar lekol echad miYisrael. Shabbos is given over to each individual. Shenemar ki osi beini uveinechem. It is an oath between me and you, just like a person's personal bris is personal. V'chein haShabbos nimsar lekol echad veechad. It's given over to each individual. It's not that the world has a general chiyuv Shabbos. Every individual has a chiyuv to commemorate Shabbos. Bechol makom shumona shishi yom ubesof hashishi osa Shabbos shuzeicha lemaisa bereishis. It's not a commemoration of the Shabbos counting 7 days from the time of creation, but rather the individual needs to count 6 days, and the seventh day is Shabbos. And his proof is from our Gemara. He says someone who's lost in a midbar and he has lost count, he starts 7 days. And he counts, and then he makes Kiddush, adds the Radvaz. And if he comes back to society and his number 7 wasn't the correct number, he won't be chayiv a karban chatas for it. Why? Because he was actually mekayim, argues the Radvaz, mitzvah Shabbos. Therefore, Shabbos is defined by the individuals in that area. Of course, if there's been a tradition that goes back to the time immemorium, what is the first day, what is the second day, that is going to be followed. However, if one does not know, then that is also a kiyum d'oraisa, according to the Radvaz, of Shabbos. With this, he also explains another halacha, that a akum that rests on one for 1 day and calls it Shabbos, he's chayv misa, even if he chose an arbitrarily a day, and it wasn't the day that in that locale the Jews have calculated for time immemorial as being Shabbos, the same halacha would apply to this guy, because the prohibition is designating a day for a guy of Zeicher L'Maaseh Bereishis. It is for this reason, writes the Radvaz, that we adjust Shabbos based on time or place. And the Shas Tshuvas Betzel Chochma, as quoted in the Pnimei Halacha, adds to this Tshuvas HaRadvaz, that therefore, someone who travels to another place, even if they kept Shabbos just a few hours ago, but if in the place they're landing, it's Shabbos, so then the people in that locale define the Shabbos, and Shabbos is defined by the individuals, by the makom that they're found in, and therefore one is bound, min ha-Torah, argues Itzel Chochma, according to the Radvaz, in keeping Shabbos in that place as well. Now we can go to the halacha lemaisa application of this, and then we will point out that the Radvaz's opinion might be subject to a broader dispute. Halacha lemaisa, therefore, someone who travels on Matzoy Shabbos to an area where it is Shabbos, it could very well be, according to Radvaz, min ha-Torah, he's chayiv to keep all of the halachos of Shabbos. It is entirely Shabbos for him. And therefore, if he lands in an airport where it's still Shabbos, or possibly Yom Tov as well, he he has to be machmir on all dinim, not just to be machmir on Isurei Daraisa, but even Isurei Darabonin as well. It is a full-fledged Shabbos for him as well. I would like to add that this position of the Radvaz might be dependent on a machlokus between the Chassam Sofer and the Magen Avram as related to Pshat in our Gemara. The Magen Avram in Simen Shin Mem Dalet Sif Aleph, Magen Avram asked the following question. How could it possibly be that our Gemara says that he keeps one day of Shabbos? Why can't we follow the rules of Rav? And the odds are that this day is not Shabbos, because Shabbos is only one out of 7 days. Magen Avram, I'll just state his answer, we won't elaborate now, says that days are can have the din of Kavua, and they're not batal berov. Since they're set, we have a rule in the Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Tezvav, kol Kavua kemechza al mechza dami, and we don't follow the rules of Rov. It's interesting that the Chassam Sofer does not give the Teretz of the Radvaz, saying that whatever a person designates as a day of Shabbos, as a halacha, becomes his day of Shabbos, like the Radvaz said, by a goy, and the Radvaz seemed to indicate that his personal Shabbos was his Shabbos, even min haTorah. Rather, the Magen Avraham seems to hold that you have to be machmir as a suffik. The one who clearly disagrees is the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer in his Chidushim on our Gemara finds the Magen Avraham's Chidush as far as Kavua difficult, and he points out that the Yerushalmi seems to disagree with the Bavli. He says that according to Yerushalmi, it seems that we would go after the Rov, and therefore this halacha that is found in Shulchan Aruch is only a din d'Rabbanan and is not a din d'Oraisa. It would seem that according to the Chassam Sofer, we cannot infer anything from our sugya, like the Radvaz did. The Chassam Sofer seemed to assume that our sugya was at most a din d'Rabbanan, and the Yerushalmi, he claimed, even disagreed with our Gemara. In Shulchan Aruch, we clearly pass like the Bavli, which leaves open the clear and distinct approach of the Radvaz, which says that our Gemara might be telling us a halacha d'Oraisa. And certainly then, and even if we don't say our Gemara is d'Oraisa, certainly then there would be a clarity. That is, wherever people keep Shabbos, al pi halacha, that's how they're supposed to be keeping Shabbos, then it becomes min haTorah Shabbos for you. The Radvaz seemed to say that the chiyuv min haTorah applies to the individual who's lost in the desert. The Chassam Sofer disagrees. It is clearly warranted to follow the chash of the Radvaz. And wherever the halacha obligates the people to keep Shabbos, then everybody who is at that place has to keep Shabbos, even though he started out at a different count, because Shabbos is not defined by the individual's relation to the globe, if he kept Shabbos or not, but whether the halacha says that Shabbos needs to be kept in this place. And since the halacha says you need to keep Shabbos now, so then you have to keep Shabbos even if you just kept Shabbos a day ago. Hence, bottom line, one should avoid traveling on Matzai Shabbos where one would land in a place on Shabbos itself, and one would have to be concerned about being machmir for all Hilchos Shabbos according to the Radvaz. This concludes the halacha section from Daf Samach Tes.